You know, I'm having such a great time bringing you this Christmas music on, well, let me do the proper introductions. The 21st of December, 2021, from the Lucy Coleman Studio in Los Angeles, California, in Harcourt House at the Oasis. This is PJ, your retired everybody, bringing you the melodies that bless our hearts during this Christmas time. Yeah. Oh, Christmas tree, and all those good things. You're going to join me for the next hour as you do whatever you do. I am so elated. This is one of my better days. As a matter of fact, the Rams start playing in about an hour and 15 minutes, I think. And I'm going to be able to watch the Seahawks and the Rams in that beautiful stadium that they built in Inglewood, California, just about 5 minutes from where I live. Just get in my car and go that way. But my car is ooh doo 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 doo. Hey, listen, you guys don't want to hear me, do you? No. You want to hear some Christmas music, so I'm going to let you hear that. That's it. Charlie Brown, old Christmas tree. Oh, yes. You know, it's just great to listen to this kind of music during this kind of a season. It's been overcast all day in Los Angeles. Sun came out. Walked my little dog in the front yard. Got a little sunshine. Getting business taken care of. You know, bought me a new phone. And, you know, I had to tell the technician. I said, look, have mercy on me. I'm 70-something years old, and with all this new technology, y'all need to slow up. And then I went to my little neighborhood app, and they got all these videos because I had one of those cameras on my house, too. You know, people are coming up on the porch and just taking gifts. People are desperate to survive these days. I said yesterday that I try to help some people, and I do. And sometimes people take advantage of you when you try to help. Everybody doesn't have the God-centered heart. But I want to share something with you, and it may help you this holiday season. When you got gifts being delivered on the porch and people run up on the porch and take that gift, and even if you see the kid running down the street and stuff like that, please don't grab your gun and start chasing him like that. Leave it to God. I believe in karma. I believe that if someone really does right by you, and then you come back and do that person terribly wrong, then fate is going to hit you in a way that you never thought about it. Now, the next voice that you're going to hear singing, you're going to think about fate, because fate caught up with Michael. Yes, but before Michael became a grown guy and became 50 or 55 years old, he was a kid. God gifted him with a beautiful voice. And Christmas time, we all love to see Michael Jackson. Well, it's Christmas time, so what we're going to do is we're going to play it. Santa Claus, that's what Michael said. Santa Claus is coming to town. I believe that. From a Motown album, Motown Christmas, Michael Jackson and the Jackson 5 singing Santa Claus is Coming to Town. You got kids? You still teach them that Santa Claus story? It's just right for the season. But tell your babies the truth. Ain't no white man coming down no chili with no big sack on his back. No black man either. No. Any stranger come in a house like that now, you better tell these children the truth. You better call a parent or a guardian to take care of that miscarriage, because there's going to be some trouble. This is PJ playing Christmas music that you, I don't know anyone from this, so let me stop that. I don't know how to stop it. There you go. There you go. Just stop it. People always want to call and right in the middle of this. All right. We're going to continue to listen to some Christmas music as you work around your day. You know, with Omicron out there now, I gotta talk about this a little bit, because that virus is sweeping the nation. You've seen it on the news yesterday as well as today. This COVID variant is rapidly devastating America. It has a 73% all new cases hitting a lot of states in the union. If I were you, I'd do like I'm doing, staying home and limiting my contact with people. You know, I am ever surprised to see so many people that don't believe in this. I had one person tell me that they don't trust their government, nor do I. But I'm going to take the shots and take the booster, because people are dying. These variants are going to continue to come out. And I think they're trying to protect us, as opposed to a lot of people thinking trying to kill us, right? So here I am to cheer you up. So get your shot, because, you know, the first death took place in Texas, okay? And so I'm tooling down on my visits for this Christmas. I have one house guest coming, but I know that he had his shots and his boosters. It is important for you to get that done. Hillary Duff now sings to us about the last Christmas, and I hope this isn't my last Christmas.
Last Christmas, I gave you my heart, but the very next day you gave it away. This year, to save me from tears, I'll give it to someone special. Last Christmas, I gave you my heart, but the very next day you gave it away. This year, to save me from tears,
Yeah, that's Hilary Duff from an album called Santa Claus Lane. I like that. Last Christmas, she gave her heart away, and what did he do? He tore it apart. You got to be careful who you give yourself to. If there is no fair exchange in love and commitment and any exercise of caution in that, you are bound to face disaster. Take it from me. You are bound to face it. Disaster is a common goal for the person that doesn't think through everything. And the key is understanding, knowing, and realizing what the heart of the person is that's coming next to you. And are you willing to pay that price? And that's it. That's just my little advice, my wisdom for today. You're listening to PJ. He's in the Lucy Coleman studio. And if you've gone to my Facebook page, you see I'm putting up these great pictures of me and my friends and my family. Boy, look at that. My sister Donna sent me a picture of herself all the way from Chicago. And that was wonderful. It reminds me of Christmas when we grew up in the house together. Kenny, you remember Donna, don't you? But anyhow, let's keep going. Somebody just sent me something there. Yes. Now, I'm going to play this next number, and I know that you're going to love it because it is from Bob Marley. Bob Marley had a Christmas song, too, and I think you're going to like this one. Yeah, Christmas Reggae, Bob Marley. Christmas. Thank you, Bob. Everybody recognizes it. It's a time to dance, to be happy, to think, and to rethink, and to appreciate, and to be appreciated. It is a time that we... Let me recall these things. You see, people are angry these days. This is going to be a very difficult Christmas for a lot of people. COVID wiped out our families, took our jobs. Man, I got a call from a friend of mine. He is I love him. We were friends years ago in the church. And he called me out of the blue yesterday. And I asked him, did he get his shots? And he says, no, he nor his entire family didn't get them. And he says, I don't trust the government. I don't trust them. And so I said to him, well, that's unfortunate. He said, oh, I know you. You're going to obey the law. And so I said, well, this part of the law, you know, they're going to start locking you up if it gets bad, because from what I understand, and I personally believe this, I don't know whether I'm right. I have no facts to back it up, but I personally believe this. I personally believe that America, that Western civilization is done. I do. I believe that it's done. Because we can get a handle on how to be with each other, how we can feed everybody, take care of everybody, and everything. I understand Biden's program is held up on the Senate floor by a Democrat senator that just can't go along with all that overt spending and giving everything away. And you know what? I don't know what all the facts are in that situation because I'm not a politician. But I can understand it. Well, Motown Christmas. Next is Smokey Robinson and the Temptations. And they're going to give us a little Motown Christmas. And I hope this cheers up your day where the news isn't very enlightening.
Chestnuts roasting on an open fire. Jack Frost nipping at your nose. Yuletide carols being sung by a choir. And folks dressed up like Eskimos. Everybody knows a turkey and some mistletoe. Help to make the season bright. Tiny tots with their eyes all aglow will find it hard to sleep tonight. They know that Santa's on his way. He's loaded lots of toys and goodies on his sleigh. And every mother's child is gonna spy to see if reindeer really know how to fly. And so I'm offering this simple phrase to kids from 1 to 92. Although it's been said many times, many ways, Merry Christmas to you. Times, many ways.
What?
Merry Christmas to you.
I don't care what nobody says. Christmas is a holiday that a lot of people still take a lot of pride and joy in. And I hope that my listeners are enjoying some, you know, just a little music from my collection. You know, just to let you know that I'm in tis the season to be jolly. Now, Ella Fitzgerald, she's recorded, and she's another queen of soul. She was a beautiful spirit, a beautiful voice, and scat jazz, you're not going to find anyone that can do it better than Sister Ella. And though she's transitioned on, her music is still listened to all over the world by people that realize what talent is. So you want to put on your dancing shoes now and get up and get ready, because Ella's going to share her Christmas with you, the Christmas song.
Jack Frost nipping at your nose, Yuletide carols being sung by a choir, and folks dressed up like Eskimos. Everybody knows a turkey and some mistletoe with their eyes all aglow, we'll find it hard to sleep tonight. They know that Santa's on his way. He's loaded lots of toys and goodies on his sleigh, and every mother's child spy to see if reindeer really know how to fly. And so I'm offering this simple phrase to kids from 1 to 92. Although it's been said many times, many ways, Merry Christmas to you.
Of you that have loved ones in the hospital, or loved ones that are overseas, away from home, won't be able to get there to see you, Merry Christmas to you. Your loved ones are thinking about you, and you're thinking about them. To those of you that, you know, you're going to be alone. I'm going to be alone. Oh, yes. But guess what? I'm never alone because God is with me and God knows. There is no sorrow that heaven cannot feel. Now, that, you know, we used to sing that when I was in church years ago. And I used to love to hear the choir members sing it. There is no sorrow that heaven could not heal. But my voice is not as beautiful as Ella Fitzgerald. A Swinging Christmas is the name of the album, and Ella wishes that you have yourself a merry little Christmas. That's what she says. You need a merry little Christmas. Ella Fitzgerald, A Swinging Christmas. I agree.
Have it.
Have yourself a merry little Christmas.
Is that right?
Let your heart be light.
That's it.
Next year all our troubles will be out of sight.
That's right. It won't be Omicron.
Ooh. Have yourself a merry little Christmas.
No boosters.
Make the Yuletide gay.
Yeah.
Next year all
singing. She has another number here called The Secret of Christmas. Let's find out what that secret is all about.
It's not the glow you feel when snow appears. It's not the Christmas card on Christmas.
Christmas Day will not bring back the friend you've turned away. So
Ella Fitzgerald, singing about Christmas time. Yes, Christmas is all in the air now. It's all in the air. And, you know, we're going to continue to listen because those that have passed on, played about it, and entertained us, now through the gift of music, we're able to listen and to relish in their words. Grover Washington Jr. now, Christmas time is here. Thank you. From an album called A Breath of Heaven, Christmas is Here, Grover Washington. I just love it. I just love it. You know, this hour is going by so quickly, playing Christmas music, but for every day of the week, I'm going to be doing that. Please share this with your friends. They can go the day before or the day after and hear a different set of music. I'm going to try to have at least 10 hours of holiday season music up in a row that you can listen to that can brighten up that ride on the train, on the bus, or just walking down the street, walking your dog, you know, waiting on that package to come in. See, and you hear that? See, oh my God, you know, this is crazy. Oh, man, let me stop that. You know, and those are the scams that come in over your phone, and I'm sorry for that. That came in right over my deal, didn't it? Let me get back to the Christmas music. You know, there's a lot of scams coming in these days. You know, they're just scamming you. Everybody's trying to make money. I just recently am trying to purchase, as a matter of fact, today, another phone. And hopefully it'll be rid of all that. But, hey, I found this great little record. I haven't heard it in a long time. And it's Luther Vandross from his album called This Is Christmas. And he's begging the person to please come home for Christmas. Luther Vandross. Let's listen to the way this silver voice puts it. I love it. Please come home. Maybe I should shut my phone off, huh?
At Christmas Eve, tomorrow's near. I hope that love will bring you here, home for a while. I'll make the best of what's for me, but I would love you here to be holding me now.
Love.
Luther Vandross, the great Luther Vandross. What a voice, what a voice, what a voice. My goodness, hey, somebody sending me messages. You know, it's kind of nice to get messages when you're an old dude, you know. You're up in age, you know. You know, a lot of people think about older people when they're over 65. Well, I'm just sitting in my rocking chair waiting on the Flintstones to come on. No, 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 no. I'm going to take you way back, way back, way back, way back. And this is taken from the Centennial Collection that I have of Duke Ellington. And I found this nice little piece here, and I'm going to try to get it in its last 10 minutes because it looks like in about 30 minutes or so, the Rams and the Seahawks are going to be playing. And I want to see that game. I hope the Rams do something. And listen, if you get a chance to tune into the game today as you listen to me, do it because it's played at the SoFi Stadium in Inglewood here in the Los Angeles area. And it is a beautiful stadium. They're going to play the Super Bowl there. And it's a beautiful stadium. I'll probably never in my life get a chance to buy a ticket to go see a game, but I can watch it on my big old Samsung smart TV screen. That's right. That's right. Make me a... let me see what I can be. I'm thinking about a veggie burger. Yeah, a veggie burger with no cheese, mayonnaise, olives, seasoned up nice, and a nice seltzer drink as I watch the game. Duke Ellington, the Christmas surprise. A Christmas surprise.
Mankind.
like Duke Ellington and the singers that he had seen and performing, the greatest African-American composer that ever lived. Thank you for coming to my site. We're going to continue to listen to some good music. Nat King Cole. That's right. He's up next. The Christmas song. And this is from Smooth Jazz Cafe. Excuse me. Where's my water? Let me play it. Oh, okay, John. Nat King Cole. Enjoy.
Chestnuts roasting on an open fire, Jack Frost nipping at your nose, Yuletide carols being sung by a choir, and folks dressed up like Eskimos. Everybody knows a turkey and some mistletoe help to make the season bright. Tiny tots with their eyes all aglow will find it hard to sleep tonight. They know that Santa's on his way. He's loaded lots of toys and goodies on his sleigh. And every mother's child is gonna spy to see if reindeer really know how to fly. And so I'm offering this simple phrase to kids from 1 to 92. Although it's been said many times, many ways, Merry Christmas to you. Many times, many ways, Merry Christmas to you.
You know, at this football game that they're playing, everybody in the stadium has to wear a mask, and everybody in the stadium has to show that they've had their shots, at least 2 shots and the booster, before they let them in the stadium. You know what's happening. Teams all over the nation are being shut down because of COVID. That's why I got to watch this. This is an historic game. But I'm going to let Foreplay and Eric Benet do the same song that you just heard Nat King Cole do. All right? Thanks for joining me. It's been wonderful.
Frost nipping at your nose. Well, dressed up like Eskimos. Everybody loves a turkey and some mistletoe. We'll help to make the season bright. Yes, it will. Tiny tots with their eyes all aglow. Been said many times, many ways.